Man who worked with Jussie Smollett tells court he was recruited to fake beat up the disgraced actor. By Breitbart News on December 1, 2021. Chicago, AP. A man who worked with Jussie Smollett testified Wednesday that the former Empire actor recruited him and his brother to fake a homophobic and racist attack on him in downtown Chicago nearly 3 years ago. Abimbola Osunero said Smollett asked him and his brother to fake beat him up and instructed them on how to carry out the January 2019 hoax. Smollett planned a dry run and gave him a $100 bill to buy supplies for the staged attack, Osunero said. He said he and his brother agreed because Osunero, who worked as a stand-in on Empire, felt indebted to Smollett for helping him with his acting career. Smollett, 39, is charged with 6 counts of felony disorderly conduct for making what prosecutors say was a false police report, 1 count for each time he gave a report, to 3 different officers. The Class 4 felony carries a prison sentence of up to 3 years. But experts have said if Smollett is convicted, he likely would be placed on probation in order to perform community service. Smollett's defense attorney says he was a real victim and that the brothers' accounts are unreliable. Osunero said that a few days prior to the attack, Smollett showed him some hate mail he said he received at the Empire studio. Jurors viewed the note, which included a drawing of a person hanging by a noose, with a gun pointed at the stick figure and the letters MAGA, an apparent reference to then-President Donald Trump's slogan Make America Great Again. He said a few days later that Smollett sent him a text message asking to meet up on the low, which he took to meet in private about something secret. Osunero said when they met up, Smollett asked him to beat him up and asked if his brother could help. I was confused, I looked puzzled, Osunero said, and then he explained he wanted me to fake beat him up. Osunero said that prior to the staged attack, Smollett drove the brothers to the spot where the attack would occur, and they decided the men should throw bleach on Smollett rather than the original plan to use gasoline. He also said Smollett said a camera in the area would record the attack. He wanted a camera to catch it, Osunero said. Watch below. Earlier Wednesday, a Chicago police detective testified that Smollett appeared troubled when he was told that a surveillance camera did not record the alleged assault. Chicago Police Detective Kimberly Murray said she interviewed the former Empire actor the morning of the attack and that he told her he had been assaulted by 2 men, one white and wearing a ski mask, the other he couldn't see, as he was returning home after buying a sandwich. Murray also said Smollett told her he had received a threatening phone call days earlier, but he refused to hand over his cell phone, which the detective said could help police piece together a timeline of what happened, and he wouldn't consent to giving medical records or a DNA swab. She said Smollett was upset when she told him a surveillance camera in the area didn't capture the alleged attack because it was pointed away from the scene. Murray said she explained to the actor that the cover on the pod camera makes it impossible to know which way it is pointing. A Chicago police officer testified Tuesday that investigators tracked down 2 possible suspects in the assault. The brothers who also worked on the Empire set in Chicago, using surveillance video and taxi and rideshare records. When taken into custody, they detailed for police how Smollett orchestrated the fake attack, including buying supplies and doing a dry run with them. A detective who interviewed Smollett 2 weeks after the alleged assault, and after the brothers, who are black, had been taken into custody, said Smollett started to change his story. Smollett told Graves his attacker had pale skin, when he previously said he was white. When Graves confronted Smollett about the discrepancy, Smollett said the attacker acted like he was white by what he said. Graves also told Smollett that Abimbola Osunero and his brother Labingo were in custody for the hate crime. He said it can't be them, they're black as sin, Graves recounted, saying he took that to mean the brother's skin is very dark. Graves testified that during the February 14 interview, Smollett said he would sign a complaint against the brothers, though his attorney stopped him from doing so. About 90 minutes later, Smollett sent one of the brothers a text message, Graves said. Brother. I love you. I stand with you, the message read. I know 1000% you and your brother did nothing wrong and never would. I am making a statement so everyone else knows. They will not get away with this. Please hit me when they let you go. I'm behind you fully. Graves said he concluded Smollett had lied to him. Defense attorney Nenye Uche has said the brothers attacked Smollett, who is black and gay, because of who he is and suggested Tuesday that the brothers were homophobic. After their arrest, the Osunero brothers told police Smollett asked them to stage the attack because he was unhappy about how the TV studio handled hate mail he had received. A lead detective on the case, Michael Face, testified Tuesday. He said investigators corroborated their version of events using GPS, cell phone records and video evidence and found no instance where they concluded the men were lying. Jurors were shown surveillance video Tuesday of the brothers buying supplies, including a red hat they told police Smollett wanted them to wear to resemble supporters of then-President Donald Trump, and a piece of clothesline police said was later fashioned into the noose. Jurors also saw a still image from a video that the ACE said showed Smollett returning home the night of the alleged attack, with the clothesline draped around his shoulders. The clothesline was wrapped around his neck when officers arrived, the ACE said, leading detectives to believe Smollett may have retied it. Uche has portrayed the Osunero brothers as unreliable, and said when police searched their home they found heroin and guns. The brothers will testify at trial, but it's unknown if Smollett will. Uche also sought to discredit the police investigation, suggesting detectives ignored possible leads. And he said a $3,500 check the actor paid the brothers was for personal training so he could prepare for an upcoming music video, not for carrying out the hoax, as prosecutors allege. They said the memo on the check said it was for nutrition and training.